Tuesday night, it was Cherokee, the course for the Storm Lake Cross Country teams. Justin Melman, our guest, to rewind to Tuesday evening. Another great night to run, Coach. Your weather this fall has been fantastic.
Yeah, the weather was great last night. Tough course for the kids. You know, this one starts with a great big hill. You know, it flattens out a little bit on top, but then there's a pretty good roll right after the mile that hits them pretty hard, and then they actually repeat that that spot twice. But they ran really well. You know, on the if we start with the girls here, Julie Patrick's about going on her second week at least with some respiratory issues she's dealing with, and just, I mean, she coughed almost the whole way while she was racing and stuff like that. So she just wasn't feeling it the last 2 weeks with being sick. So we're hoping we can get that cleared up in a week. But she still ran okay. She finished the race. So Dulce Ramos came back. This is her second meet for us. Ran a pretty good meet. So, you know, the girls are still rolling, and hopefully we get them healthy for next week for our conference meet already. I do want to mention our JV boys. Really, really excited about Sam Olson's little brother, Thomas Olson, has been running pretty well out of our varsity. Thomas came out kind of late for us. He had a broken wrist at the beginning of the season, so he kind of held back from coming out. But he came out and ran 20:03 last night and placed fifth in the boys JV race. So that was awesome. Looking forward to him maybe being part of things maybe later this season, but for sure down the road. And then our varsity guys, you know, they gave it a really good run last night. We're kind of getting back into form. I wouldn't say we're maybe full form, but Dylan Cavanaugh had a tremendous race last night. Ran 17:12. He was second place. Ran behind a very talented Jacob Vanderplatz from Unity Christian, who's been running well all year. I don't know if there's been many meets he's gone to that he hasn't won. So, and Dylan was chasing him down. So. And next week at our conference, you know, Dylan has a pretty good shot to be, you know, be at the top of that race next week at our conference meet, which is really exciting. Our number two is Leandro Marin, ran 18:27. He was 20th place. And then our pack, Basil Horsey, Carson Cole, and our number five, Sam Olson, were, you know, between 26th and 33rd place. So, you know, we'd like to move that pack of guys up just a little bit further, see what we can do next week going into the conference meet, because I think we can make a pretty good run for it.
Yeah, so. Hoping everybody's healthy and ready to roll.
Yep. They've been running hard, and you know, sometimes with cross country, you know, the stars got to align, and we're hoping that next week is it. We've been coming back. Our middle guys, you know, with Leandro and Basil and Carson, you know, they've been running tough every week. You know, and if they step up just a little bit, and Sam is starting to feel better, so we're just hoping that we can give it a really good run. And if you remember last year, Chris, Dylan Cavanaugh didn't run much the whole season, and he had a breakout race at the conference meet. So we're just kind of hoping that happens again, and I really want to give Spirit Lake a good run for the conference title. So,
Coach, best of luck. Always good to hear your results and how the kids did.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Justin Melman joining us. And rewinding to Tuesday evening's cross-country meet at Cherokee. Conference meet next week for the green and white. Coach Melman joining us at halftime here at StormLakeRadio.com.